At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
Democrats rebound. Trump in China. I'm Elliot Francis. It was a big win for Democrats Tuesday in Virginia's gubernatorial election. Bob Costantini reports.
As they related to President Trump, the Charlottesville racial tensions and violence, immigration, gun rights were some of the issues that provided a backdrop for Virginia voters. Governor-elect Ralph Northam saying the results sent a message.
That we will not condone hatred and bigotry and to end the politics that have torn this country apart.
It is easy to make too much of what one state's results mean to the upcoming midterm congressional elections, but Democrats were enjoying themselves so much. Their celebration lasted a couple hours after the governor's race was called.
The Democratic Party is back, my friend!
That's Party Chair Tom Perez, Bob Costantini, Washington.
Democrats also scored another victory in the race for governor in New Jersey. Speaking to supporters overnight, Governor-elect Phil Murphy said the state will resist many policies coming from the White House.
We will stand firm for New Jersey's values and push back against the mean winds blowing at us from Washington, D.C.
President Trump has arrived in China this morning for the third leg of his Asian tour. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Beijing.
This is going to be a highly symbolic visit here in Beijing. The government here calling it a super state visit because of the special things that Donald Trump are going to be able to take part in. It's going to start at the Forbidden City inside the old Imperial Palace here in Beijing, where the president and the first lady will get a tour alongside China's first lady and Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Democrat Danica Rome has become the first transgender candidate to be elected to a state legislature after defeating a 13-term member of Virginia's House of Delegates Tuesday. A 33-year-old Rome ousted 73-year-old Republican delegate Robert Marshall in a race that shed light on issues surrounding gender identity. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. After his big election win, Virginia Governor-elect Ralph Northam is vowing to unite the Commonwealth.
He was briefly taken off the stage when pro-sanctuary city protesters interrupted his speech, but a few seconds later...
We are back by popular demand.
Governor-elect Ralph Northam says Virginia needs a doctor to heal the Commonwealth's divide.
And this doctor will be on call for the next 4 years.
He's promising to put people before party and ideology.
We need to close the wounds that divide and bring unity to Virginia. Whether you voted for me or not, we are all Virginians.
It was a sweep down the ticket as well, with victory speeches from Lieutenant Governor-elect Justin Fairfax and re-elected Attorney General Mark Herring. At the Northam Election Night Party in Fairfax, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Ed Gillespie called Northam last night to offer his congratulations.
As I said throughout the course of this campaign, Governor-elect Northam is a good man, and I appreciate his service to our country and our Commonwealth, and I wish him nothing but the best success as our 73rd governor.
President Trump tweeted last night saying, quote, Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Don't forget, the president said, Republicans won 4 out of 4 House seats. Democrats also won in the voting for Virginia Lieutenant Governor, putting Justin Fairfax in that office, and for Attorney General Mark Herring wins a second term. In a hotly contested House of Delegates race, Democrat Danica Rome defeated longtime incumbent Bob Marshall to become the first openly transgender state legislator. Marshall has served in the House since 1992. In Annapolis, Democratic businessman Gavin Buckley has defeated incumbent Republican Mike Pantelidis to become the new mayor. Buckley is an Australian immigrant who built a restaurant business in Annapolis, and Tacoma Park now has its first ever female majority city council. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,557. The Nasdaq at 67,68. Sports, the Wizards lose to Dallas. The Caps fall to Buffalo. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
And It's Just Lunch. They make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
One-on-One Financial Radio, Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Triangle area, that's where we have the tractor-trailer accident cleanup still ongoing. One lane is blocked north on 95 right as you come up toward Triangle. So what's the good of that stop and go? Get by. Once through there, wide open up toward the Beltway, 395. Good time to get going here from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, great trip. Road closures in the district of Northwest on 16th Street. It'll be in place until about noon tomorrow for a special event. 16th Street closed between I and K Streets and the service lanes of southbound K at 15th also closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The number's really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through. Even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Manassas, 39 in Bowie, 42 in Washington. It was a huge night for minority and LGBT candidates, and not just in Virginia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is... It's Wednesday morning, right? Today's Wednesday. Yeah.
Indeed it is.
It is. It's Wednesday. I had to think about it for a second. Joining us at 6:35 because it's Wednesday, it's Cal Thomas. He'll be joining us with his take on the Virginia election at 7:05. Jim Annell from the Washington Examiner. At 7:15, it's Ambassador John Bolton. And at 8:15 from the National Review, Jim Garrity. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonies.
I want to let you know that in Virginia, it's going to take a doctor to heal our differences. To bring unity to our people. And I'm here to let you know that the doctor is in.
The doctor is
and
in.
And this doctor will be on call for the next 4 years.
Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, set to be the next governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia after a bloodbath. In that state last night. Just amazing stuff to watch as all these numbers come in. Ralph Northam, again, winning Virginia's race for governor, beating Ed Gillespie after these many months of battle as those polls continue to tighten. What happened to those polls? What were those polls? Two or three points apart? Ed Gillespie ahead at times? How did we end up with a result that was like 8.4, 8.5? It was like more than 8 points separation with Ralph Northam winning this thing. Meanwhile, Democrats flipping at least 14 Republican-held seats in the House of Delegates. That is now a 50-50 split, and everything is being held in the balance. You can see the control of the House of Delegates is still contested at this hour. So in Virginia... We watched as Democrats just, it was a rout. It was a rout. And I wonder, I don't want to waste any time here. I really want to get to your reaction. How do you assess it? What do you think happened in the Commonwealth yesterday? As we saw incredible turnout numbers from Democrats in all of the democratically held regions of the state. This is being framed up as a repudiation of President Trump. An opportunity for the the many months long temper tantrum to finally alleviate itself, to finally have an outlet for people who are upset with the president. Ralph Northam clearly running against the president of the United States, not Ed Gillespie, doing everything he could to make this about running against the president of the United States, and were the election results we saw yesterday the result of that? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I think there are a couple things that happen, and you see it happening across the country. You have high-tax states like Maryland, and people leave Maryland, and they move to a lower-tax state, which is close by, say, oh, I don't know, Virginia. So they move to Virginia, and then they vote for what they just left. They vote the same because they just always vote Democrat. They just always vote for the D. And there are some states where de Blasio won again, which is insane because the people who live in New York complain about him all the time and all the stuff that he does, but they vote for him again because he has a D after his name, and I just couldn't vote for a Republican. They just can't, so they vote for him. So you see the same thing happening in Virginia that happened in New Jersey. Look at New Jersey yesterday. They had an election as well. The guy who won promised free daycare under the guise of free pre-K, free college, a free state health care plan, and promised to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. And he won overwhelmingly. And how did he win? Because people from New York flee the high taxes and the bad schools. They go to a nearby low-tax state, which is easy to get back into New York. So that's New Jersey. And it's been happening in New Jersey since the 70s. You saw New Jersey start to go purple, and then it went blue. Chris Christie won just because, you know, Goldman Sachs did John Corzine. So the guy that they elected now, Goldman Sachs, it's the same thing. So the people from New York flee. They go to New Jersey. They vote for Democrat because that's what they always do. And then they're shocked when they have high taxes and poor schools again. And then they flee and they go to Pennsylvania or the Carolinas. So the same thing's happening here. The same thing happens in Montana with people from California who flee the high taxes and all the mess they've created. They move to Montana. And they vote Democrat again. It's happening all over the country. You see it all over. So I think that that's a huge part of this, is people from high-tax states moving to lower-tax states to flee what they created, and then they recreate it. It's amazing.
The numbers settling out here, as I was saying, 53.7% of the vote to Ralph Northam, 45.1% to Ed Gillespie. The spread, 8.6 points. That outpaces almost all available polling of late. The exception to that was Quinnipiac, who had a 9-point spread for Northam. Everyone else, though, 2, 5, 1, 3. I mean, you had a lot of polls. You had some polls that were showing Ed Gillespie up by a number of points. Everything was wrong. It was just wrong again. And this time in favor of the proximity of this race, the idea that Ed Gillespie was in spitting distance of Ralph Northam. Those models were just completely wrong. So here we are, 8.6 points separation. Ralph Northam set to be the next governor of the Commonwealth. Let's get your reactions this morning. I want to go to Brian up first here in Mount Airy. Brian, good morning. You're first up to react.
Yeah, good morning. I want to say, Vince, I know you keep trying to be optimistic, but like I keep saying, unfortunately, you know, we're transitioning away from God, family, and responsibility, and the Democrats are preaching, you know, hate, lie, and steal, and unfortunately it's working. And While I was on hold, I was listening to Mary. Mary, you know what? I live in Carroll County, and I see the same thing locally. People move up from Baltimore City or Baltimore County. They're running away from the mess down there.
Yep.
But they bring those, you know, that ideology up here, and they're messing things up here. They don't seem to really learn their lesson.
Nope. It's happening all across the country. And then the people who live in that state, so Virginians, are going to pick up and move to like West Virginia or Tennessee or somewhere else. And it's just this constant chase that goes across the country. I think we lost Brian there.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, like, look, if you're wondering about, like, you know, using hate to fuel people, using racism and accusing your opponent of the worst sins ever, whether or not you're going to continue to see that. The answer is yes. I mean, resoundingly. The Latino Victory Fund, do you remember the group that puts this ad out at the center of all of this? The Ed Gillespie ad, anti-Ed Gillespie ad, showing the F-250 chasing down minority children. We've talked about it enough. I don't even have to tell you about it. They said last night they're doubling down on that strategy going forward. Their belief is that ad worked. We are doubling down on the controversial ad strategy, they said. In an interview last night following these election results. So if you thought the Latino Victory Fund ad was, oh, maybe there's a moment of sanity here. Maybe this is going to stop. Maybe we're going to stop accusing our political opponents of things that they don't deserve to be accused of. That's not happening. The effort now is going to be to double it down. Let's go to Paul in Culpeper this morning. Good morning, Paul. You're up next.
Yeah, hey, guys. I mean, I think this is very clearly a big middle finger to President Trump. To see the high turnout numbers that I had heard, the Democrats were fired up, and there was no real overriding state issue other than we hate President Trump, and for the Republicans to get kicked in the teeth like they did in the House of Delegates, I think it's very clear they were sending a message. So I think this should be a big warning sign to the Republican House and to President Trump. You guys better get it together.
Yeah, and all that outside money coming into the Commonwealth and especially those House of Delegates races show that Democrats realize that they need to fight like crazy for every down-ballot seat now. They've lost way too many. Remember, going into last night, 32 states had completely dominated Republican legislatures. Going into last night, 34 states had Republican governors. Republicans control the country in many, many, many states. So they saw Virginia as an opportunity to really get some Democratic gains there. More in a moment on this.
It's 5:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And I'm begin first on the rails. Getting word from Metro Rail that they are single tracking the orange and blue line trains between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom right now due to a track condition outside of Roslyn. So expect delays here as they try to get out of the gate running here, but unfortunately single tracking. On the roads, Interstate 95, Virginia, still with the crash cleanup in the Triangle area, have one of the three lanes blocked. Northbound 95, stay to the right to get by the crash in Triangle. No problems beyond up through to the Beltway. Beltway in Virginia and Maryland really checks out fine. And in the district, just a reminder, we'll have a road closure in effect. It's in effect now through noon tomorrow because of a special event visiting dignitaries. In Northwest, we have 16th Street shut down between I and K Streets, and the service lanes of southbound K at 15th also closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, overcast, little breezy, high near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, a little warmer, high of 55. Currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Good morning. Catching your reaction this morning after all those Democratic gains in the Virginia House of Delegates, and also Ralph Northam's victory over Ed Gillespie, an easy one last night. Jan's in McLean this morning. I want to go to Jan up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. Hillary won by 180,000 in 16. Obama did in 12 and 8. These people are new. They've moved in the area since 2000. Bush was the last one to win Virginia. These people are all high-tech. They work for the government, and they're very liberal. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
That's why Gillespie lost, period.
A lot of that this morning, the idea that, look, this is a Democratic state. This is a blue state.
Absolutely.
And they've decided, you know what, we're going to vote for Democratic candidates. Jan making that point this morning.
You can say it's a blue state, but if you look at the map with the election results, it's mostly red.
Yes, in terms of like when you look, you're right. I mean, in terms of landmass, but in population centers, population
right.
density, it's a blue state.
And this is why we have an electoral college on a national level.
That's
exactly
right.
For this reason.
That's true.
Yep.
All right, let's go to John, who's in Linden this morning. John, sick of some of the way that this is being covered already. John, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. I'm sick of them saying this is a rebuke of Donald Trump. I voted for Gillespie because I can't stand McAuliffe, and Northam was the lieutenant governor, and didn't anybody notice that they never really played that up? They just played up him being a doctor. You know, he condoned all the BS that are soon to be out. I'm happy he's gone, but what we're going to get, you know, it's the same old, same old. McAuliffe stinks.
Yeah, there are a lot of people with a protest vote. Yesterday, those who voted for Ed Gillespie, voting many people voting against Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe. choosing not for a positive reason, but people who saw the ad, the Latino Victory Fund ad, going out to the polls because they were angry at Ralph Northam. And they were angry at being personally attacked. The idea that Gillespie supporters are a bunch of racists. How about no? How about I'm going to go vote against that? I'm going to vote against you for saying that. But it wasn't enough, obviously. I think you need some mixture of that energy and a positive message out of your candidate. Let's go to Bob, who's in College Park this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, I just see it as a victory for the O'Malley refugees in Northern Virginia. And they're probably going to need an O'Malley before they're going to elect a Hogan again.
Meaning what?
Well, they're going to need a really lousy Democrat governor who's going to drive the state into the ground like O'Malley drove Maryland into the ground. And they're going to realize, Right. Oh, wait a minute, all these policies are hurting us. But right now, Virginia really hasn't, felt the amount of economic pain, or they haven't felt, high taxation, rather. And their state hasn't been driven into the ground as far as Maryland was.
Right, right.
Yeah, which
and
is what
saying, and when they get their state driven into the ground, they realize, oh, wait a minute. Now, they might leave and go to West Virginia, who knows, but in the meantime, the damage is done, just like it was done in Maryland by Martin O'Malley.
They're not going to leave and go to West Virginia. The Virginians living in all these red counties, they're the ones who pick up and leave and go to West Virginia and Tennessee and go to other states to get out, just like you see in Montana, just like you see in New Jersey. Montana's being plagued by Californians. New Jersey's got New Yorkers. Virginia's got Marylanders who come and change the state to make it what I just left, because I couldn't stand where I just left, so I'm going to make it what I just left. And then the people who were here all along are the ones who pick up and leave to go to a more red state.
I'm going to go to David here in Sterling with an interesting observation of all of this. Go ahead, David. Good morning.
Good morning. I think after what happened in Charlottesville, the Democrats succeeded in associating the Republican Party with the KKK, which is actually just the opposite of the truth. I have researched the origins of the KKK, and to my amazement, the first 4 years that they were in existence, their first target was not black people, it was Republicans. And they have since been referred to as the strong right arm of the Democrat Party. If anybody were to Google the KKK and the Democrat Party, the things that they would see would just amaze them.
Yep, no, you're right. And, looking at some of the exit polling, Virginians overwhelmingly in favor of keeping those monuments that were at the center of this debate. So some interesting exit polling yesterday. More from you in a moment on all of this. 522 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Wish you could be all snuggled in your bed right now? We're going to show you the top work-from-home companies looking to hire you. Plus, we're giving away Mariah Carey tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by
Garth Brooks,
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Thomas Rhett,
Pink.
One-of-a-kind collaboration. Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Maren Morris and Niall Horan. Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. Swipe, type, or in person. 7 on Your Side sifts through today's dating apps and options and breaks down the stats to help you pick the matchmaker method that's right for you. Finding the one. Tonight at 11 after the CMAs.
New Tom?
Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job. You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger
and cleaner
and happier.
I know the customers are sure happy.
That's the job, Tom. That's the job.
So where are we headed now?
We got a call to clean out a shed
and haul off an old rusty swing set
and some other stuff in the yard.
Will the air sparkle when they point?
Yes, and whatever they're pointing at will disappear.
But the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck has got to be there,
and you've got to have your shirt tail tucked in.
And you've got to be wearing your hat.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, haven't quite cleared the crash yet. Virginia commuters, Interstate 95, you try to work past the tractor trailer incident in Triangle. Northbound 95, you have two right lanes to get by. Now, in Northwest, accident activity right at Constitution and 12th Street. As you come out of the 12th Street Tunnel, you'll see some of those flashing lights. Right now, not costing too much extra time, so I'll keep a close watch on that for you. Around the Beltway, we're off to a quiet start. Maryland, Virginia, on 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Here we come. Early morning volume just starting to build. And for Metro Rail, dealing with a track issue. So orange and blue line trains right now, they're still single tracking between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay precipitation free, so good driving weather. Mainly cloudy, though. Not much sunshine as we move through today. A little cool north breeze, 50. Tonight, cloudy, 43. Suburbs cooler. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 42 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
Are we going to keep talking about this morning? This election day yesterday? These Democrats secured a bunch of victories all up and down the ballot. Let's go to Michael in Upper Marlboro. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's your take?
You know, I think there's a lot of things involved in this. I don't think it's a rebuke on Donald Trump, but I do think it's probably a rebuke on a Republican House and Senate because they're not working with the president. So I think they're disenfranchising a bunch of Republicans.
So the idea being here that there's a bunch of Republicans who sat this out because they lack the enthusiasm for a party that hasn't served them well over the past 8-9 months.
I can't wait till they come out with the numbers to see how many Republicans didn't vote.
Yeah, I've been searching for that this morning.
I can't find it.
As soon as we find a breakdown of the turnout breakdown, I'll be happy to share it with you. But definitely the numbers up in terms of just sheer numbers of people showing up to the polls. Very interested in a gubernatorial election. And as far as Trump is concerned, you got to imagine on the Democratic side, there are people that are like, whatever, I can't vote against Trump explicitly. But at least I can come out and punish him. I can wound him if I just come out and I support the Democrat here.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of different things that are at play here. I think Michael may be right that there were Republicans who figured, oh, look, Gillespie's not going to win. I'm not going to go vote. Or I have something else. A lot of people probably didn't vote because it's raining. But there are people who do that. They just, you know, yeah. Oh, I got things to do. And they don't vote. It's not important to them.
By the time I got to my polling place yesterday afternoon in Alexandria, nobody was there. It was me. And 4 voting attendants.
Did you ask how many people voted? What number you were?
I think by the time I had voted, I believe it was 1101.
All right.
In terms of the number of people who had voted in my polling place. 528 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative Orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, well, those of you who are big fans of McDonald's, they have some news, and it's going to make you very happy. Vince is literally giddy. He's so excited. It's 5:30, and WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Democrat Ralph Northam is now the governor-elect of Virginia.
I want you to know how humbled and honored I am to have your trust to serve as the 73rd governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Northam defeated Republican Ed Gillespie.
I just called Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam to congratulate him on becoming governor-elect Ralph Northam.
It was a hard-fought race closely watched on the national level. President Trump tweeted last night that, quote, Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Virginia GOP Chairman John Whitbeck, meanwhile, says he's still trying to determine what cost Gillespie the election.
My preliminary look at the data is he lost this races in Northern Virginia. And if he lost them in Northern Virginia, you know, trying to be as Trump as you possibly can be is not a strategy that most people would agree was a winning one.
Democrats have also won the governor's office in New Jersey. Former Goldman Sachs executive Phil Murphy's vowing that the days of division are over.
New Jersey sent an unmistakable message to the entire nation. We are better than this.
Joining the Virginia House of Delegates will be freshman Democrat Danica Rome, who ousted longtime Republican incumbent Delegate Bob Marshall.
I'm a lifelong Manassas resident. Yeah, I'm a reporter. And yeah, I'm a trans woman too. And I have ideas for how to deal with our public policy.
Rome is the first openly transgender elected state lawmaker in America. She could find herself in the majority in the Virginia House of Delegates. Democrats yesterday nearly wiped out the Republicans' overwhelming majority. Just a handful of races that are still too close to call will decide control of the House. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,557, the NASDAQ at 67,68. Sports sponsored by Swanson. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Wizards to end a six-game losing streak. In Buffalo, the Sabres snapped the Capitals' three-game winning streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Food for thought. If your broth's first ingredient is water, you're not making soup. You're boiling vegetables. While some other broths start with water, 100% natural Swanson starts with rich golden chicken stock. Choose a broth that's packed with flavor. Swanson, choose natural.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient. More value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
Country music's biggest night with performances by
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Garth Brooks,
and more. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host.
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. Swipe, type, or in person. Seven on Your Side sifts through today's dating apps and options and breaks down the stats to help you pick the matchmaker method that's right for you. Finding the one. Tonight at 11 after the CMAs.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. Let's begin in Triangle where we've had the longstanding crash since last hour. Left lane is still blocked as they do the cleanups. We have two right lanes getting by in Triangle. Now, once you get through there, had been okay and just about a few moments ago. Have a crash now reported northbound 95 right as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. 395, uneventful, good right now. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge into town, 12th and Constitution Avenue. Watch for crash. Had two cars involved, see some flashing lights. Right now, not a major delay, but something to watch for sure. Metro Rail. Orange and blue line chains continue to single track between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom due to a track condition outside of Roslyn, so definitely expect delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Average high this time of year, 61. Today, barely 50. Mostly cloudy, and then cloudy tonight, 43. Thursday, cloudy, 55. Friday, sunshine, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Dumfries, 37 in Rockville, 42 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall at 6:35 this morning, Cal Thomas joins us. 7:05, the Washington Examiner's Jim Antle to break down what's going on. And yesterday from the elections, 7:15, John Bolton, the former UN ambassador. President Trump's in Asia, so we'll need a John Bolton to explain it. And then at 8:15 this morning, Jim Garrity from National Review. It's going to be a big morning here on Mornings on the Mall in the wake of this election. All ahead, Vince Colon is here with Mary Walter.
McDonald's is our kind of place. It's such a happy place. Happy place. A clean and happy place. McDonald's is our kind of place. It's such a happy place. McDonald's is our kind of place. Your kind of place.
Wow. Wow, that's a throwback.
That'd get you going, wouldn't it?
Well, McDonald's has some good news if you are a fan, and I know Vince is a fan. He started off the first thing this morning. So I went to McDonald's for lunch yesterday. I'm like,
I did
really?
Go to McDonald's for lunch yesterday. I can explain it. It doesn't happen often, but I can tell you why.
No, you refer to McDonald's a lot. Well, they're
you just
bringing
make things up. Fake news. Fake news, Mary.
No. 4 years ago, they got rid of their dollar menu, right? Right. And they saw their sales start to slide. So they said, maybe that wasn't a good thing. So they've announced they're going to roll out a new value menu starting next year in 2018. Look at Mike McKay. You look actually absolutely excited about
this. He's intrigued,
Mike
McKay. Yeah. He'd like you to share with
what's
going on.
It's a revamped version of the dollar menu. There's going to be items that will cost $1, $2, and $3. And according to Bloomberg, the original McDonald's dollar menu was really popular with customers, of course, but the franchise operators were complaining that they weren't making any money when people would come in and order the dollar menu. So I understand. Listen, they're not in the business to give the food away for free.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to make money on it. Shocking. So to address the complaints from the franchisees, they got rid of the dollar menu. They've revamped it. Now this will be more, like I said, they'll have three tiers, $1, $2, and $3 items to help the franchisees say, we're going to carry this menu, because apparently you don't have to, but almost 100% of the franchises have signed up to carry the new menu. So, I guess happy day if you are a McDonald's fan.
Remember? But one, the pricing structure, like my grandfather used to complain about dollar stores that weren't real dollar stores. He'd be like, that Family Dollar, they sell stuff for $3 in there. That's not a real dollar store. So the dollar menu, you can't include $3 items on the dollar menu. Don't cheat me, McDonald's.
Well, it's not the dollar menu. It's the value menu.
I know, but everyone thinks of it as the dollar menu. So go back to the dollar stuff. But they were losing all this money. The reason I went to McDonald's yesterday is because there was this profile of President Trump's former bodyguard that was written recently, Keith Schiller. And Keith, there's a McDonald's that's right next to the White House.
Yes.
Right next to the White House. In fact, I got you coffee from there, Mary
you
Walter.
You did. I know. Thank
this
you.
This is Donald Trump's McDonald's. So apparently Donald Trump loves quarter pounders with cheese, no pickles, extra ketchup. And he was having Keith Schiller run over to the McDonald's to get it because the White House couldn't produce the deliciousness that he was getting out of this.
Okay.
So he was sprinting across the street to pick these things up. So, you try and be discreet that you're getting the president lunch, you know, when you're Keith Schiller. So what I did yesterday with the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, we thought we'd go on an experiential journey to find out what is it like to eat like the president of the United States, you know, because who doesn't want to experience the glamour of being the president? So we went to McDonald's and we got the quarter pounder with cheese, no pickles, extra ketchup. And sure enough, somehow I didn't even realize McDonald's is doing this now. They didn't wrap everything the way they usually do. You know, wrap it up in paper, dump it in a bag, hand it to you. There's fries all over the place. What they call the bagglers. You know, the extra fries that are bouncing around the bag that you can, like, find after you're done.
You know the lingo?
They're called bagglers.
Okay, but you don't go there. I'm just saying.
They're called bagglers.
All right. I'm just pointing it out.
I would win a Jeopardy. I don't eat a McDonald's all the time. So we go. And the food is presented a la Shake Shack, the way they do it now, like in all the modern burger restaurants, in a cardboard boat with a piece of wax paper, the sandwich perfectly laid out, a pile of fries next to it. Like, they've changed a lot about their presentation. And I think now you've got all these McDonald's, they're adding kiosks. They're trying to futurize their locations. And then this dollar thing, I think they think they can get people back into the store. All day breakfast helped them abate the disaster. They brought all day breakfast back, and all of a sudden, things started looking up for McDonald's. And now, maybe with a better value menu, more people.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's just that particular McDonald's that does it that way, that serves everything that way. All McDonald's.
Well,
maybe
a billionaire does
one.
Eat there. So.
Yeah, I wonder if it's. I have not been to a fast food restaurant in decades. I have not eaten in a fast food restaurant in easily 20 years. I haven't.
Well, speaking as the target demo for this, I will say that the value menu is an important component to a McDonald's visit, because you get there and you're like, okay, I want your Big Mac meal, but I'm not sure if that's going to sate me. By the way, it will. You'll be full after you eat it. But as you're standing there in line, you're thinking to yourself, I'm so hungry, I don't know if I could just eat that meal. I might need more. And you look up and you see that value menu and you think, that's the add-on that I need. I need that extra McChicken. I need that extra McDouble. Tack it on, baby. Add it in. It doesn't cost me that much more. I get a whole extra sandwich. It's going to be great. And then you do feel like you made America great again.
Do you? Well, I'm glad. Well, you'll like this too very quickly. There's an app you can download called Ice Check that allows you to see which McDonald's currently have functioning, and I use the term like Chris Plant, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, ice cream machines. Broken ice cream machines are a top customer complaint, so if you really, really, really want what McDonald's calls ice cream, you can download the Ice Check app, and it'll let you know if there's one nearby that is working.
I don't know how you could go wrong. I saw they have Rolos in their McFlurries now. Whoa, Rolos?
I do like a good Rolo.
I gotta try that.
5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Shots rang out in a New Mexico canyon when soldiers secured a simulated critical infrastructure facility from armed suspects last week. The scenario was part of Vigilant Shield 18, an exercise designed to practice the rapid deployment of a unit of soldiers in protecting a critical infrastructure site. More at WMAL.com/today's.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you, too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, Mary, we have two problems now. And in Virginia's Interstate 95 is off to a little bit of a rocky start. Commuters, as you're heading northbound, first obstacle in Triangle, the crash, left lane, and now causing even the bigger delays. Right as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway, accident happened. Looks like they're trying to cone off two left lanes so you're not swerving around the left and right side. So stay to the right, northbound 95, as you come up through to the Beltway. On the toll road, we're in good shape off the Greenway through Herndon and Reston. It's right as you come up to that exit ramp to get you onto the inner northbound side of the Beltway where they were dealing with a crash. 270, it's about the volume. I know it's a lot of it, though, Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. On Metro Rail, orange and blue line trains, they continue to single track between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom. This is how they got started this morning because they're dealing with a track issue outside of Roslyn, so expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com and WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Gray sky in as a front pushes on down toward the south. The numbers really struggling today to get out of the upper 40s. We'll probably put it somewhere near 50. On a north breeze and a cloudy sky even this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 43. Suburbs a little colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. Next front's through, even colder on Friday. Mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 42 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL.
Hey, baby.
Guess who got married? Omarosa got married. I knew that was on the tip of your tongue. Omarosa of Apprentice fame. She now is a senior White House official.
Apprentice infamy.
Infamy, yes. She got married. And she decided, hey, you know what, since we're in D.C., and I think she had her reception at the Trump Hotel, pretty sure she had a reception right there, she decided, you know what's right down the street? The White House. Let's go! So she brought all 39 members of her bridal party to the White House.
Yes.
39 members. I would like to say, first of all, there is a tactful number of bridesmaids and groomsmen, and then there is an untactful number. At some point, it becomes a parade, not a wedding party.
She had an abundance.
That is a parade. You know what? You're borderline circus at that point. That's insanity. So she just brings them all to the White House for an extended wedding photo shoot. They were described as loudly wandering around, taking pictures in the Rose Garden and throughout the West Wing, according to some current and former White House officials. It's unclear whether she got permission to do this. Some lawyers and other senior aides said they were not briefed on this, so they were taken a bit by surprise. They quickly banned the director of communications. She's the director of communications for the Office of Public Liaison. They say they quickly banned her from posting the pictures online, citing security and ethical concerns. Do you remember when we went to the White House less than a month ago? Like 3 weeks ago, we were in the White House. Do you remember we had to provide all sorts of information beforehand so that they could run background checks on us before we could even get into the little booth to go have our bags scanned and everything else?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they did the same thing for all 39 members of her wedding party?
I mean, maybe. I mean, it was her wedding party. It's like, that's the kind of thing you plan, right? So she may have, sent their names and social security numbers in advance. Said, hey, by the way, I need to clear 39 people to come to the White House for my photo shoot.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I just don't think that happened. There is a buzz in the West Wing about the Office of the Public Liaison. They say it's one of the most unruly and underutilized operations.
Okay, but look, this is Omarosa. Do we remember Omarosa from The Apprentice?
Yes.
The way that she was the original reality star villain before you ever had the Real Housewives of New Jersey flipping tables on each other. Omarosa came in hot with one of the most villainous performances ever done on a reality show, to the point that people are like, who? This person is nuts. It made the greatest ratings ever. It was awesome. She's done almost none of that we can see in the White House. So the worst thing that she's done is have a 39-person photo shoot. Beyond that, she sits stoically in the White House press briefing in the corner of the room and watches as Sarah Huckabee Sanders treats the reporters like children.
So, which I adore.
So, Omarosa, you're allowed a few scandals. This is one. We'll allow it.
We'll allow it. I don't know if it's scandal level, but congratulations on your wedding. It is now 5:50. Here's El Rushbo.
Last Friday, the Washington Post ran an ominous headline. Republicans are going to be raising taxes on some Americans, and that there will be a backlash. Now, first of all, the proposed tax bill isn't the final version. A lot's going to inevitably change. But what really bugs the Washington Post is the proposal to eliminate deductions for state income taxes. If you live in an expensive blue city like New York, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, and your state has super high income taxes like New York and California do, well, this could impact you. The Washington Post gives some examples. Take a California resident who makes $100,000 a year. Their state tax alone would come in at $6,000, and it would no longer be deductible. Somebody who makes $150,000 lives in San Francisco or Los Angeles can expect to pay over $10,000 a year in state taxes, no longer deductible. Yeah, so some people be upset. But the Washington Post never raises some important questions. One, why are your state taxes so high? And two, why do you keep voting for people who keep raising your taxes? Finally, why should people in low-tax states or with no state tax deductions subsidize people in high-tax states, As for backlash, California and New York don't vote Republican anyway. So the supposed anti-Republican backlash might not be as ominous as the Washington Post hopes. In fact, there'd probably be some applause for it. Yes.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst. Listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, you know that big credit bureau data breach that made the news recently? It may cause you some concern. Are you worried that you're one of the 145 million people whose identity may have been compromised? Freezing your credit may not be enough, folks. That doesn't prevent your personal information from being sold on the dark web. But LifeLock can help. They will monitor your personal information and alert you to suspicious activity. If you have a problem with identity theft, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock's the best at it. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com right now, and you can save 10% off if you use the promo code RUSH. That's 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com. Make sure to use the promo code RUSH.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
Brighten your holidays with dazzling arrangements from the Flower Shop at Potomac Petals and Plants. Using unique, locally grown selections, their floral designers will create beautiful, fresh bouquets. For special affairs, meet with their event designers and allow Potomac Petals and Plants to make your event extraordinary. Tonight.
Why are you interested in working at our company?
Imagine trying to land your dream job.
I hope I got the job.
And having the whole thing televised.
I'm so nervous right now.
Real people.
The first impression is everything.
Real jobs.
What do you think makes you a good fit?
Real interviews.
I'm always the person that strategizes.
You did a great job.
Somebody's about to get hired.
I really want this job so bad.
It's going to be a tough decision.
The Job Interview. Series premiere tonight, 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC. Get yours.
It's 5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Struggling a little bit, Virginia, Interstate 95. The better news, though, the accident in Triangle, that has been cleared to the shoulder. And like that, those delays just about eased. You'll still see the tractor trailer on the shoulder. They're waiting for a tow truck, but lane's open. Now, beyond, as you head over the Occoquan, callers tell me it took them about at least 30 minutes to get up to the crash at the Beltway. So northbound 95 along the left side as you come up to the Capitol Beltway. As they're dealing with the incident there. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge, off to a quiet start. 270 volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Metro Rail Orange and Blue Line trains continue to single track between Clarendon and Foggy Bottom due to a track issue, so expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in on this Wednesday morning and more gray sky throughout the day, but no precipitation. Mostly cloudy, a north breeze and a chilly 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 43. Cloudy tomorrow, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 42 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by LifeLock.
A recent data breach may have compromised the identities of millions of people. Freezing your credit may not be enough. Identity theft goes beyond credit fraud, like selling your info on the dark web. Help protect your identity. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Hey, it's Chris Plant here. When it comes to expert tree service, there is no room for mistakes. Adirondack tree experts are the best in the business, period. Protecting your property from tree damage requires skill and expertise. Call the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area today, 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack tree experts about their November special, 301-595-2827, or visit AdirondackTreeExperts.com.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Westwood One and the National Football League present the Kurt Warner Quarterback Podcast.
I know Drew Brees is on the other sideline, and I know Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, but I don't play against them. That is such a lie.
Well, you went against Brett Favre or whoever,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. You know who's on the other sideline. And when you're going into a game, you tell yourself, if we're going to beat this team, I cannot be outperformed by that other great quarterback, or we don't have a chance.
Kurt Warner Quarterback Podcast. Subscribe today.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Wish you could be all snuggled in your bed right now? We're going to show you the top work-from-home companies looking to hire you. Plus, we're giving away Mariah Carey tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
ABC Tonight.
On one night,
the heart of country music beats stronger than ever.
The CMA Awards, with performances by
Garth Brooks,
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Thomas Rhett,
Pink.
One-of-a-kind collaborations.
Reba McEntire and Kelsey Ballerini.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Maren Morris and Niall Horan.
Plus, the biggest stars unite in the most powerful show open ever.
The CMA Awards live.
Starting tonight at 8 on ABC7. Swipe, type, or in person. Seven on Your Side sifts through today's dating apps and options and breaks down the stats to help you pick the matchmaker method that's right for you. Finding the one. Tonight at 11 after the CMAs.
Vince, tell him what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, the president says Ed Gillespie lost because he just didn't embrace him enough. Should Ed Gillespie have made himself more of a pro-Trump candidate? We'll find out your reaction.
Interesting. And Cal Thomas is going to be joining us. Hi, Energy Cal. We're going to get his take on the Virginia election as well. He probably will be calling us from the Metro 29 Diner, if I know Cal.
Probably.
So we'll be talking about that as well. So, and we're going to get your take, as Vince said, on the Virginia election and what exactly happened. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.